Peter Steinbrook served on the Seattle City Council for 10 years, from 1997 to 2007.
They called me the activist council member. I'm also an architect, so I brought my background, experience, training as a problem solver and designer to public policy.
He's also known as the son of the late Victor Steinbrook, a University of Washington professor of architecture who led the campaigns to save Pioneer Square and the Pike Place Market in the early 1970s.
Yes, I'm proud of our family's legacy in this city of standing up for what's right, protecting what we value.
And after a six-year break from elected office in which he studied urban planning at Harvard, got a divorce, and set up a private practice as a consultant and lobbyist, Steinbrook says he's ready to lead Seattle. He wants to strengthen neighborhoods and improve livability through what he calls smart growth.
There's smart growth and there's dumb growth. It's ill-planned, it's ill-placed, out of scale, and defies the character of the neighborhood.
He says much of that could be stopped with the right zoning laws. One of the most important leadership tests of his career had to do with zoning. In 2005, then-Mayor Greg Nickels was intent on revitalizing downtown Seattle. Nickels' plan? Allow more density and high-rise buildings. At the time, Steinbrook was chair of the city's Urban Development and Planning Committee, and there was a lot of pent-up pressure to develop.
So I had virtually every developer and property owner in downtown Seattle breathing down my back to get this job done and simply rubber stamp the mayor's proposed height and density scheme.
He put the brakes on the plan and spent several months honing it. Part of that was bringing in planners from Vancouver, BC, where a similar development scheme got high marks, and asking for their ideas. Steinbrook proposed adding in requirements for livability.
Things like separating the towers so that we get more light and air, so that you're not looking into somebody else's bedroom.
He also succeeded in requiring developers to pay millions in extra fees to fund affordable housing. Steinbrook says if he's elected, he'd continue to stick his neck out for smarter growth. He's been an outspoken critic of the plan to build a new basketball arena in the Soto area. Instead, he'd ask the council to slow down and study other sites. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.